Now, it's time for Shadron State football.
First and 10, they're going to go with a swing pass to Cole Thurnis. Tavon blocking, sets up the sideline, 15-10. Cole Thurnis, fire the cannon, touchdown! Shadron State, 33-yard score to Cole Thurnis.
Blitz coming, and Noah Kershaw's going to pick up the quarterback and slam him down to the 26-yard line. Back-to-back weeks with sacks for Noah Kershaw.
It's blocked! Baylor Hayes, scoop and score! Justin Cauley, touchdown!
And Baylor Hayes, man, he is juiced!
Now it's time for Shadron State football. Taking you through all of today's play-by-play, here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Eagles trying to preserve the win in their fourth straight Eagle Rock Trophy. Leading by five. Fourth down, Tech on the 17. Four receivers. Smith, end zone pass. Hunt, it's broken up!
DeAndre
Barthwell, the senior, breaks it up at the goal line.
Good on good, man. Great coverage.
Hello, Eagle fans, and welcome to week three of the CSE Eagle Classics college football season from the Shadron Lumber Company broadcast booth at my home studio here in the shadows of Elliott Field. I'm voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and we are a week closer to live Eagle football. 2 weeks from today, CSE will kick off the 2020 season in Grand Junction against the Colorado Mesa Mavericks, and we will have it for you, of course, right here on Double Q. Opening up today's rebroadcast is our Northwest Ice Center pregame focus, as today we move into week three of our CSE Football Classics season here on the Platte Valley Bank CSE Sports Network. The 2018 Shadron State home victory over Dixie, a game that the Eagle defense made some huge critical plays near the goal line that would play crucial roles in securing a victory, was one of the most exciting we've seen in the last several years. After a hot start, the Trailblazers showed they didn't travel all the way from Utah to get blown out. CSE stayed strong in the fourth quarter and made sure this one wouldn't slip away, but it wasn't in hand until the final drive inside the five, and then it was capped off by one of the most exciting touchdown runs in CSE football history. We hope you enjoyed today's CSE Football Classic, the Eagles and Dixie State from a couple falls back in 2018. Kickoff is on the way next. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Platte Valley Bank CSE Sports Network.
Could there be a better year to celebrate the importance of good vision than 2020? At the Northwest Eye Center in Shadron, the answer is no. Hi, this is Dr. Devin Davis. Even though we focus on excellent patient care every month of every year, this is a special year to promote the importance of your eyes. The Northwest Eye Center will have a unique and different promotion each month of 2020. Check the radio and our Facebook page regularly to learn about each month's promotion designed to increase your awareness of the services and eyewear we provide at the Northwest Eye Center. Call us at 432-2200. Or visit our website to schedule an appointment.
You're listening to another Shadron State Football Classic on Double Q Country.
Shadron's full-service glass shop is Shadron Glass and Windows. See Judd downtown at 139 Main Street and learn more about how to make your home or office more energy efficient. Shadron Glass and Windows says, go Eagles! And here at high noon, you're listening to CSE Football on KQSK, Shadron, KAAQ Alliance, and your mobile device, PanhandlePost.com. Here we go with the offense. Dalton Holst with Jackson Dickerson, Tavon Wright, and Brandon Fullerton. Stevan Brown gets the start at running back today. Normally, Kevin Coy's in that spot. Stevan's first start, 326 yards and a touchdown for Stevan Brown. Eagles will drive right to left, first and 10 of the 25. Vargas in motion, and the pitch goes to Stevan. Looks to throw the football, goes downfield to Vargas, and he'll bring it in at the 45-yard line. And the Shadron State Eagles were able to pull it off, and Sam, we had heard that might be coming. Halfback pass completion, big yardage downfield.
What a call. They needed exactly what, and they got exactly what they wanted. They wanted to be on the right hash. Coach Stein said he wanted to do a little trickeration to start get a spark to the beginning of this game. What a throw by Stevan.
Huge gain on that play. Stevan Brown for 36 yards as he connects with Matt Vargas. First down and 10 on the Dixie 39. Four wide receivers, and Cole Thurnis will catch the pass. Step inside of one tackle, and now Pritchard will take him to the outside, also stopped by Mike Jones. This is a good Dixie State defense. They come in at 5-2, lead the conference in sacks with 28, have two terrific bookend defensive ends, Remington Kelly and Anthony Yarbrough, and the defensive backs Darren Jones, Mike Jones, and Trayvon Watson are all excellent as well. This is going to be one heck of a matchup, our offense against their defense. Here in the first quarter, the third play of the game with 14:10 to go on the clock. Eagles again driving towards the Pac Center in the all-Cardinal uniforms, white helmets. A run to Stevin up the middle. He's got some space, and he zigs past the defender, gets by another to the 20-yard line. It's a 13-yard run or so for Stevin Brown. Yep, 13 full yards for Stevin, and it's another first down for Shadron.
Yeah, with this forefront, like you said, Dave, it really comes down to our offensive line. Are we going to be able to get a body on a body and get a push up the line? That time, Stevin was able to find that hole right away in time for the backside defensive end, Kelly, not to reach him. What a run.
Trips right for Holst. Going to run left. Stevin on first down. Spins off the initial hit and dropped about 2 yards into the run.
Yeah, it looked like he was getting banged around almost as soon as he got the ball. It looked like the play side defensive end was in there. Saw Pritchard in there as well.
Wes Moiati also on that tackle. Listed a backup from St. George, one of the transfers. A lot of guys have played at a school or two, a transfer to take a time off. It's an older team year-wise. Second down and 8 inside the red zone. Shadron State driving here to start the football game. Dalton wants to throw it out in the right side. He's got it on the hash marks to Jackson Dickerson, who is wrapped up and thrown back right away. Abraham Reinhardt, one of those good linebackers, is going to stop him short of the first down by about a yard, and now we've got an injury. That is Moiai, who was in on the prior tackle. But Jackson Dickerson comes up with his first catch. He could have a big game. He's got 1,100-plus career yards already. He caught 4 passes against Dixie State, but was held out of the reception category at Adams. He had the first pass of the game, went to Jackson, was low, went off his fingers, got intercepted, and then it was a debacle defensively from there on. But tough plays, and good to see Jackson get an early catch and hopefully established to start things off today.
Yeah, we've seen Jackson get his name called already, Cole Thurness. The type of defense that Dixie's going to provide us with the defense they get, it's a forefront where they're playing a legit four-down D lineman, all hands in the dirt, plus 3 linebackers. With that, we need to use those slot receivers like Dickerson and Thurness to stretch those outside linebackers, because they've got to be able to cover Jackson. Just like you said, Abraham Reinhardt was in. He's an outside linebacker, or he plays interior as well, but he's got to cover a guy like Jackson. And shifty as they are, we're going to stretch them on the offense, stretch their defense by the way that they line up.
Moiai is walking off the field. Good to see that he's not seriously hurt, it appears. Able to walk off, but he will be replaced in the lineup. Kelly, Coca, DeMartini, and Yarbrough, the listed starters for Dixie State. We see the big guy in there, DeMartini, near the offensive line. And McKinley is at right tackle, or Machachok at right tackle. They got Vargas out there next to him, an extra blocker as Kevin Coy runs that way, and he gets hit and doesn't get much coming in from the safety position. Mike Jones helping out on run defense there. Noted him a moment ago. He's a good one, but they didn't need a lot of yards for the first down, and Eagles signaling they got it, but I think they're still going to come up a bit short here. Fourth down and 1. Got a yard, needed 2. Fourth and 1, CSC. Do they go for it, or do they kick? With Carson Reed, the freshman from Alaska, who has had a nice season. Eagles say, keep the kicker on the sideline. We're going for it. Fourth down and 1 at the Dixie State 11. No score here in the opening quarter. CSC on the move. Their 7th play of this opening drive that started on their own 25-yard line. Holst to throw on fourth down. Wide open. Thurness catches it. Cuts inside. Gets to the 5. Thurness looking for the end zone. He's going to be tackled shy of it at about the 1-yard line. Trayvon Watson saves the touchdown. But Thurness is inside the 5, down near the 2. And on fourth and 1, they come up with a first down catch to Cole.
Yeah, Watson, he made the tackle. But Thurness, man, these guys are slot receivers. Catch the ball and stop on a dime. They had us behind the line of scrimmage. They did. As soon as Cole caught the ball, stopped on a dime, and was able to redirect himself to get the first and goal.
11:40 to go in the quarter, and it's first down and goal. Ball on the 2. Shadron State looking for the first score. Kevin Coy heads towards the end zone right up the middle on a dive play, and they are going to stack him up and push him back. Not going to get in.
Yeah, that was big Abraham Reinhardt in the middle, hitting Coy as soon, like right in the hole. I mean, they've got every single body inside the box right now trying to stop us. we're loading them up. We're telling them we want to run the football right now.
Second and goal. Kevin, the single back, right behind Holst once again. He takes the handoff, heads to the end zone. Fire the cannon. Touchdown, Shadron State. Kevin Coy is in, and the Eagles take the opening drive down the field and score on the Dixie defense. It's 6-0 Eagles.
And it wasn't pretty. A lot of Dixie bodies falling all over the place, but Coy, just a powerhouse running into the end zone. What a way to make a statement and build the confidence of that offensive line. I mean, this is one of the best offensive lines in the RMAC.
Two-point conversion try. Dixie nearly gets to seven. Brown flips it out to Thurness, heading to the far corner, stretches the football for the pylon. Knocked it down, but they'll say he was out of bounds. So no two-point conversion. 6-0 Shadron State early after the opening drive here in the First National Bank of Shadron first quarter. This is Eagle football on Double Q Country.
It's a great time to buy a pre-owned vehicle from Wallstrom Ford. Right now we have a 2018 Ford Flex SEL all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, navigation, and just 40,000 miles priced at $24,500. Or test drive a 2019 Chrysler Pacifica with heated and cooled leather seats, navigation, and 29,000 miles priced at just $31,000. That's Wallstrom Ford, the value store, East Highway 20 in Chadron. See our inventory at WallstromCars.com.
Compact Rhythms, a free exhibition from the Sheldon Museum of Art at UNL, sponsored by the Shadron State College Galaxy Series, is open to the public in Memorial Hall. The abstract exhibit will be in the main gallery September 2nd through the 29th. Gallery hours are 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Face coverings and social distancing are required. For details about the Sheldon Statewide Art Exhibit at CSC, email sjohns@csc.edu or call conferencing at 308-432-6380.
It's a great time to buy a pre-owned vehicle from Wallstrom Ford. Right now we have a 2018 Ford Flex SEL all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, navigation, and just 40,000 miles priced at $24,500. Or test drive a 2019 Chrysler Pacifica with heated and cooled leather seats, navigation, and 29,000 miles priced at just $31,000. That's Wallstrom Ford, the value store, East Highway 20 in Chadron. See our inventory at WallstromCars.com.
Kick off your weekend at Friday's 120. Get great food and a cold one in their newly renovated bar, Friday's 120, downtown Shadron. Shadron State started this game off with a statement drive. 9 plays, 75 yards, and nearly 4 minutes taken off the clock to take the early lead. Dalton Holst's fourth down pass to Cole Thurness kept it alive, and the ever-reliable Kevin Coy finished it off with the Eagle touchdown. That's our Pizza Hut of Shadron drive summary. Wings and football are always a perfect combination. Even better when wings are buy one, get one free. Pizza Hut in Shadron's offering this deal today. Buy one, get one on wings. Any flavor and no limit. Call the Shadron Pizza Hut to order yours today.
Let's go back inside the CSC broadcast booth built by Shadron Lumber Company for more Eagle football on Double Q Country.
Shadron State goes 75 yards in 3 minutes 57 seconds. 9 plays to start today's football game. And Wooden is back to receive this kickoff along with Trayvon Watson. So they sneak Watson deep back there along with Wooden. Wooden in high school, his senior year, led the nation in return yardage. So a dangerous kid as a true freshman here. 6-0 Shadron State. The kickoff right to left by Carson Reed. Sees Watson backpedal into the end zone. He will run it out from underneath the E and hand it off on a reverse to Wooden, who gets drilled right away. They do not get that reverse to work well at all. And Chase Thurness, a long snapper, was down there to make that play.
Yeah, with the good coverage by this team, you got to be smart and trying to pull that reverse against the special teams unit like Shadron State's, with what Coach Jers, how he coaches them up. What a risk they took, and definitely didn't pay off. Now starting, it looks like, at the 17, Dave.
Sanders will be the quarterback, the first of three we expect to see today. Luongo is running back. Dantzler, a receiver to the near side. Second receiver outside of him as well, and one up top. They put the tight end Yoshikawa in motion. First down and 10 at their own 17, down by a touchdown. Sanders to throw, goes to the outside, and it is caught in front of DeAndre Barthwell for about 6 That's Casey Allison on the far side, playing just two games this year. One of their top targets, sixth catch of the year, and he's got 106 yards, including that one. I think he could be in line for a potential big day if they try to target him a lot. Obviously, the CSC defense is going to put Barthwell up against him most of the day. They'll now switch, though, and put him down here on a Dantzler, it appears. They'll put Smith in motion, the receiver left to right. Second down and three on the 23, down a score. Turn and handle, Luongo up the middle, and the defense will swallow that up. Tyler Lewis, Keenan Johnson, Travis Wilson, those trio of linebackers take down Luongo, and it sets up third down.
Yeah, there's three young linemen on the right side of that Dixie State offensive line, and they definitely didn't get a push. They tried a little misdirection play to set up Luongo, but nothing doing, lost two.
Smith will be trotted out as a slot man to the left. Two receivers high. Dixie in the white helmets, the red helmets, white jersey tops, white pants with some red sleeves today. 9:49 to go in the opening quarter. They put Luongo out in the flat. Quarterback drops the snap, picks it up, throws over the middle, incomplete. It goes off of Allison, and it looked like it banged off his shoulder pad. He just missed it, but that play was dead from the beginning because Sanders dropped the snap, picked it up, and that threw everything off. It's fourth and five, and now CSC will expect a punt return with Jackson Dickerson.
Exactly what we needed, a three and out. Allison maybe a little rusty coming into the season late. The ball was well thrown, like I said, Dave. He didn't see it coming, and Sanders got one of the best arms that these coaches have seen. He threw a rope there, just bounced right off his chest.
Here is one of the best punters in the arm back in Josh Carlson, a freshman, and he averages almost 45 yards a kick. This one away. Dickerson catches it after a couple of bounces inside the 30 and will calmly run to the Eagles sideline after a return of about seven or so to the 34 to start things off for the CSC offense in their second drive. Man, the first one was good. Defense, I think, Sam, Jeff Larson's got to be really happy that after the Adams State game, giving up record yardage, 65 points, they come right out and get a stop.
Yeah, sometimes you need that wake-up call, and they definitely got it last week where couldn't tackle, couldn't line up properly, and they know against a team like Dixie they've got to bring their A game, and they did that first drive.
Fresh set of snaps for the Eagles. Four wide, two high, two near. Single back Kevin Coy as Dalton Holst walks up to the 31-yard line to take the snap. It's first down and 10 from the 34, and out of the shotgun, he's got it clean. Floats this one far side. Fullerton, the catch. He's shoved out of bounds at the 41 by Darren Jones, and Brandon Fullerton makes the reception, his 18th of the year. 284 yards, two touchdowns for Brandon, and he, as a redshirt junior, 6'2", 185, is a wonderful target out of Riverton, Wyoming.
Yeah, just a workhorse. Started out as a backup and worked his way back into the starting role by how he plays. He doesn't drop catches, and he's got some feet on him.
Tall, talented, deceptive speed. 9:14 to go, opening quarter, 6-0. Shadron State on an opening drive touchdown. They got the ball back, running with Kevin Coy, and he is hopped on right away by the big man, 99, DeMartini, the center of that defensive line, a senior from Huntington Beach, California. Just 14 tackles for him, but he's got four sacks, and this is a big defense that can sack the quarterback quite a bit. Haven't been able to get to Dalton yet, but on that run play, they stop him 4 yards shy, and third down now for Shadron State to convert. Eagles 43%, about halfway in the conference rankings on third down conversions. They lead 6-0 and have four wide receivers and Coy to the right of Dalton this time. Linebackers creeping in. Here they come with a lot of pressure on Holst. He's got time, though. He throws it downfield. Jackson Dickerson is open, and he drops it at the 30. Oh, he had that one in his hands. He was behind the defender, and he dropped it. Jackson's going to want that one back as he had beaten the defender, and it looks like Alex Lilliard, 5, was a linebacker down there in coverage. CSC had what they wanted.
Yeah, you get those lineups. We've got those slot receivers that linebackers are going to have to cover, and Jackson had a step on him. What a throw by Dalton. Just maybe got the sun in his eyes, couldn't bring it in.
8:29 to go in the First National Bank of Shadron first quarter, and a punt return set up here for Dixie State as Kozlik, another tremendous punter, booms this baby. And it will go to the 9, to the 5, curl back to the 4, and be down there. Zach Kozlik kicks it from the 41-yard line down to the Dixie State 4. And that is a 55-yard punt by Zach Kozlik. Tremendous kick by Kozlik, 55 yards net.
Yeah, what a punt. I mean, obviously not a situation we want to get into, but Zach making the best of it. Definitely something we saw in that last drive was our backside, the right tackle and right guard, not getting blocks and getting Coy behind the line, which really stymied that drive. And then you have the drop catch by Dickerson, just killed us.
First down, Dixie. and at their own 5-yard line. It's going to be Sanders again in at quarterback, and he airs this one out to Dantzler and throws it into the sideline. That one well overthrown to Dantzler, covered by Demetrius McFadden. And Demetrius gave him a little shove there into the sideline on that pass. He's got to be careful. Flag is on the play. Kyle Temple's being called for offside. So good that it's not an unsportsmanlike call on McFadden for that shove, but rather just a 5-yard penalty on Kyle.
Yeah, they caught Kyle at the hard count. He jumped just across the line of scrimmage, couldn't get back onto our side in time before the ball was snapped.
8:14 on our clock. Eagles by a touchdown. Took the opening drive down the field. Kevin Coy scored for the 10th time this season. Luongo next to Sanders. Have a wing H to the left. Single high receiver on the 10, guarded by Barthwell. From the gun, Sanders looking that direction, throws it that way. Way too tall. Barthwell right on top of Allison, incomplete. And it's second down now and 5.
Yeah, Allison had the position on that far side of the field, but Sanders, yeah, definitely elevated that and threw it a little too early. Allison had no chance. By the time he turned around, just tried to put a hand up, but wouldn't have been able to pull it in, far away.
They are really going to Allison a lot in this game. Yeah. Notable, one of their backup receivers, Brad Duran, he's got 16 catches, was in athletic gear in his jersey, no pads, so he's not available today. They get the tight end in the flat here on second down and pick up a first gain of 8 to Yoshikawa. And Dixie State gets a first down on that play.
Yeah, something they needed to keep that drive going. Yoshikawa just ran a quick out route from the inside right seam. It's right open as soon as he caught it. Got brought down by two defenders.
Down to the 8-minute mark now here in the opening quarter. Fast-moving quarter. Eagles forced a punt after scoring a touchdown and lead at 6-0 on the West Coast scoreboard. Two-point conversion was close but no good. Inside backers Johnson and Gator crouched and ready to go. Sanders, a fake a jet sweep, drops back, steps up now. Pressure backside, deep downfield, wide open. Closing late, Barthwell, but he can't get there in time. Caught by Jawan Dantzler. First down, Dixie, on the 45-yard line of CSC, and there's an injured Eagle. I think that's Barthwell laying on his back at the 44, and he's kind of holding up towards that shoulder area that was bothering him earlier this season. And he missed the Mesa game. He's holding right up there at that shoulder, that AC joint area, and hopefully DeAndre's going to be okay. He got a real heavy collision when he finally got to Dantzler and made that tackle.
Yeah, I think it was Goss and Barthwell, or no, it was James and Barthwell, collided on Dantzler as he was catching the ball. Really unique play. The ball was skied so high in the air. Dantzler was wide open, had maybe 5-10 yards on both of those players, but because the ball was thrown so high into the air, Barthwell and James were able to actually make a play on it. Dantzler was able to get the height advantage and reach out over them to bring it in, and DeAndre just collided with James and it looked like Dantzler for that catch.
6-0. We've had the training staff out on the field for both teams early in this game. It gives us a chance to give our well wishes too to Don Watt, Hall of Fame CSC trainer. Don having some complications from a medical procedure right before the season and not working right now as a trainer during football. Spent a lot of time in the hospital. Don's back home. I saw him from the press box down here at the game. He was looking pretty good, moving well, and wearing the traditional Hawaiian shirt. So our best wishes to Don and his family, and it looks like he is doing well and recovering too, and that is just a great sight to see Don here on the football sidelines, or in the crowd near the sidelines and here at a game where he belongs.
Yeah, absolutely. As soon as we saw him down there, Dave, I sent him a text message, said it was good to see him on the sidelines, especially with that Hawaiian shirt on. Just a classic, you know, one of the staples of Shadron State College. Good to see him back here.
Sure is. 6-0, Shadron State leads, 7.5 to go. Injured player off the field, DeAndre holding his left shoulder area, and the trainers will take a look at him on the bench. Meanwhile, the gain was 36 yards to Dantzler deep downfield. Starks are running back in motion. They have two backs there, and now Sanders fakes the throw, handed off behind the line of scrimmage. Wooden gets thrown to the turf. Keenan Johnson not fooled at all by that reverse. They came with a lot of fancy window dressing, but Keenan Johnson threw a rock right through that window.
Wooden thought he was going to get away, but Keenan just those big hands grabbed him by the back of the jersey and threw him down. Missed him once, was able to keep a hand on him and just rip him down. Looks like a loss of 6. huge play by Keenan.
Second down, 16 for Dixie. Back on their own side of the field, the 49-yard line, driving left to right. Sanders, tunnel screen, Allison. Oh, goodness! Gator blows him up with the line of scrimmage. Allison is hurt, and Tyler Lewis, one of the biggest hitters in one of the smaller packages in the RMAC, hits him and makes him really pay for that catch. Tyler Lewis goes 5'11", 193, but he will blow you up, and he did right there. Allison still laying on the grass, kind of moving around. I hope he's going to be fine. Obviously, you don't want to see a guy hurt, but Tyler Lewis, he brings the hits every single game. He put the hit on Fort Lewis's quarterback, Jake Lowry, that broke his ankle, knocked him out this season, and that was not quite nearly as hard a hit as this one was on Allison. It's just amazing how hard Tyler hits being a small linebacker like that, but, man, he is tough.
Yeah, it was a tunnel screen on the far side, and at the opposite end of the tunnel was Tyler Lewis, and he was like a missile. Nobody was able to block him, and he hit Wooden hard, just brought him to the ground.
Quick correction, too, on that player for Dixie State, Sam. From way up here with the way the Dixie's jerseys are, their single-digit numbers look a lot alike. That's Xavier Smith, 4. The 4 looks like a 1. It also looks like a 6. It's dark red, and they're very tightly scrunched together, so it's hard to see that little in-between kind of area. But yeah, that is Xavier Smith, who was targeted on that play. It looked like Allison to me. It looked like Wooden to you.
No.
But we'll get it sorted out as Smith, fortunately, is up off the grass and being taken to the sideline for a look. And all the injuries thus far today, I mean, in this first quarter, it's amazing how many guys have already been banged up.
Yeah, you never want to see a guy hit. But I tell you what, for a defense, from their mindset, that's a statement hit. You know, that pumps up your team to see a big hit made. All the best, we hope, to Mr. Smith, though.
Here comes a third down. Dixie State, 33%, 8th in the conference on third downs, and they want to talk about it. A timeout. Third and 16, Shadron State leads by a touchdown on the Platte Valley Bank, Shadron State Sports Network. Timeout.
Compact Rhythms, a free exhibition from the Sheldon Museum of Art at UNL, sponsored by the Shadron State College Galaxy Series, is open to the public in Memorial Hall. The abstract exhibit will be in the main gallery September 2nd through the 29th. Gallery hours are 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Face coverings and social distancing are required. For details about the Sheldon Statewide Art Exhibit at CSC, email sjohns@csc.edu or call conferencing at 308-432-6380.
What comes to mind when you hear GLRCPA? How about honest professionals that can help you stay in compliance with the complexities of the tax code and other regulations? They serve individuals and small businesses, nonprofit and governmental entities, and family farms and ranches utilizing experienced professionals and the latest technology. Let the professionals at Gardner, Lotzenheiser, and Ryan PC offer solutions to your needs. Visit them online at glrcpa.com or at any of their locations in Shadron, Gordon, or Mullen. GLRCPA, big firm capability, small town personality.
When the school bell rings, it means you need to get your kid ready for school. And remember, having your kids being physically active, eating a healthy breakfast, and properly managing their health conditions are things that have been proven to increase their grades, improve school attendance, and decrease negative classroom behaviors. So make sure that you contact your health care provider about your child's health essentials, because that's going to be at the top of your back-to-school to-do list. Healthy students do better.
Box Butte General Hospital, where great things are happening since 1976.
You're enjoying today's CSC Football Classic on Double Q Country. Today's classic is Shadron State battling Dixie State from the 2018 season. Let's get back to the action.
Welcome back. 6:18 to go here in quarter number one. 6-0. Shadron State has the lead and a third down at 16 for Dixie. Sanders wants to throw it downfield. He's got pressure. He moves to the right, gets away from it, hits Dantzler, shy of the first down. Goss is hanging onto his jersey, tries to circle out of it. Kyle Temple says not today. And Keenan Johnson also helping on the stop, but Malik Goss got him wrapped up. He was 4 yards shy of the first down. And by wrapped up, I mean jersey wrapped up in the fingers. He was holding on and did so long enough for his buddies to come and finish the play.
Yeah, just refused to let go. I thought for a second Dantzler only needed 4 yards, might have broken away from Malik's grip, but strong hand there, was able to hold on just long enough.
Fourth down and 4 for Dixie State, and they are going to go for it. Down by 6, 5:40 to go in the opening quarter, and it's a 4 wide receiver formation, trips up high. And the ball snapped at the 39. Pass inside, slant is dropped and incomplete. They had him. They had Casey Allison as he was falling to the grass on that slant. Would have been a first down, but he can't hang on to the pass. Turnover on downs. Shadron State gets the ball.
Man, they keep going back to Allison. He's kind of like, you know, Dixie is, or Allison is the Dixie as Tavon Wright is the CSC, but he hasn't been reliable so far in the game. Already two drops on pivotal plays. Then that killed the drive. Huge momentum swing now with CSC back on the offensive side.
New offensive package for the Eagles. Chad Michelson, Baylor Hayes wide to the left. Tavon and Thurness wide to the right. First and 10 at the 39-yard line. Elijah Miles, the true freshman, a stud running back and a really bright future for the Eagles at tailback. Dalton with a quick throw out to the near side. Michelson's going to catch it and gets thrown down right away after a good gain of 6 yards. As J.T. Anderson tossed him to the turf. He's a freshman out of Sedgwick County, Colorado.
Just a quick route, and that's what you have to do with a good defensive line. In order to get the ball, you got to get the ball out of your hands early, and that was just a quick route, good hands by Michelson to bring that ball in.
Three wide receiver triangle up high, second down, medium from the 45-yard line. Holds to Elijah, first toe to the day, goes left and able to squirt through, drop the ball. He was on the grass. That'll be ruled down. Trayvon Watson trying to scoop and score, but as Miles was down, that ball squirted out, and it'll set up third down and one as he picks up four.
What a unique run. We had the trips to the far right, and then we're running dive to the left. By getting that trips formation, it empties the box out and gives us bodies on bodies. It gives us numbers to run against. I mean, we just collided, offensive and defensive line, and then Miles was able to squirt out for a couple yards right after.
Eagles scored on the opening drive, lead 6-0 on the West Coast scoreboard, trying to pick up a third down and one here on their own 48. It's going to be Elijah's turn again, and he gets stopped and now stood up and pushed back by Tui Fua, who gets in. The backup linebacker will take him down. Progress to maybe just ahead of the line of scrimmage, it looks like, about 4 or 5 inches is all, and it's now fourth down.
Yeah, they maybe gave him half a yard and killed that drive. But again, it's with this 4D lineman, it's the backside that's killing us continually. It happened the last drive. They got Coy in the backfield. It's that backside defensive end. They're so quick, these defensive ends. They're crashing and hitting our running back in the side before they can even hit the line of scrimmage.
Fourth down and one from right around midfield. Do they dare fake it here? Kozlik is looking to punt with Simpson back to return. Kozlik will blast this one away. Got it away before the rusher got his hands up. Hits around the 20 and is picked up and stopped at the 17 by Stevan Brown on the punt. So Dixie goes back on offense after the punt at their own 17-yard line. And we have a timeout, and we'll take it as well. 6-0, late first quarter here on Double Q Country. It's CSC football presented by Platte Valley Bank.
This moment of relief brought to you by your local State Farm agent, who also brings relief with all your auto insurance needs.
Call Randy Bauer at 432-3388 today for a free quote.
Cars, pickups, SUVs, even boats and campers. Tommy's Car Lot in Shadron has the vehicle you want, or they'll find it for you. Stop by the lot on the east side of Shadron along Highway 20 for a great selection of quality used vehicles and for a buying experience based on trust, integrity, and respect. Can't make it over today? See pictures, vehicles, facts, and prizes from the comfort of home on your computer. Tommy'sCarLot.com. Looking forward to finding the perfect vehicle for your needs at Tommy's Car Lot in Shadron.
This is Super Dewey from Home Haven Furniture and Appliance. Did you know that you can come see us and get a complete Maloof bed set starting at under $500? And I mean complete. You get a bed frame, mattress, sheets, pillow, pillowcases. You get a mattress protector and comforter. While you're in the store, check out our complete line of Maloof pillows, including cooling pillows and our new line of infused pillows with peppermint, CBD, lavender, and more. Hurry in to 1610 West 6th Street in Shadron, where your bedtime begins.
Now back to more of today's Shadron State Football Eagle Classic.
Joined by Sam Parker as the Eagles, with 3:34 to go here in the first quarter, lead 6-0. I'm Dave Collins, and DeAndre Barthwell not in on this defensive unit for Shadron State. Had his shoulder hurt. His jersey and shoulder pads are off right now. He's standing on the sideline. He might be done for the day. Goss and McFadden corners to the near side, and there's a receiver covered up on the far side, I believe, by Harbor.
Devon Johnson
is in. Okay, the freshman on that far side. First run for Starks. Tyler Lewis dives out, gets him at the ankles. He'll run to about the 20. Short gain on first and 10, setting up a second down. But if you lose DeAndre Barthwell, your best defensive back is gone. Ali Musa quit the team over the bye week, and so you lose a good freshman there who is gone for forever. And that secondary is starting to thin out a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. If there's a need, it's in the secondary. We just don't have enough bodies. A lot of them are young. They've got talent, but not a lot of experience.
Sanders in for his third straight drive. They fake a run right up the middle, and now a first down catch made by the fullback over on the far side. There's Devon Johnson making the tackle. But that's a couple of times that they have hit their fullback downfield, Yoshikawa, for first downs today in this first quarter, trailing 6-0, but move the chains.
Yep, old reliable. Looks like they're picking up the speed again. No huddle for this Dixie offense.
Travis Wilson's going to be forced to come out. Now cover, he'll decide to rush in towards the handoff, and they're going to get Starks with a short gain is all. Just a run up the middle.
That's what we've been able to do. Dixie really is a balanced offense. They've got a lot of flash. But as far as the substance goes, they're about 50-50. They run, they pass, and they really struggled last week against Western because they couldn't establish a running game. I'm sure that's what Shattern is trying to do right now.
Sanders, single wing, two receivers near. They drive left to right, ball right in the center of the field. Play action, throws it out to the sideline. Allison makes the catch. Johnson tackles him on the sideline, a yard shy. Allison stretched the football out to get it to the 39. They needed the 40 for the first down, and it will be third down and one. Good tackle by Devon out there.
Yeah, what do you think? They're bringing in a heavy package. Looks like number 84. That's Cody Hobbs, redshirt freshman, big old tight end.
Sanders will have his running back, who's likely getting the cat. They're going to put the tight end at quarterback and run a little wildcat here, Sam, and they go to the left side. Zach James will make the hit, push him back, but he's got the first down. Johnson helping on the tackle, and Taven Bray too, but they go wildcat with a big tight end taking the snap, and the big fella gets the first.
Yeah, just got it. Looks like he got 3 yards past the line of scrimmage, and they really loaded up the box saying, okay, Shadron, we're running the football. What are you going to do? And got a good push on there and just had us outnumbered to be able to pick up that first.
Bring the tight end back to this near side. 6-0 Shadron State. 1:40 to go in our first National Bank of Shadron first quarter. Three men, hands in the turf on the defensive line for the Eagles to rush the passer. They're going to sneak someone up on that right side, though, to storm the backfield, too. That's Tyree Fryer. He gets blocked out. Now downfield. The pass is going to go. Dantzler's wide open. Catches at 25. Down to the 15. They try to get him. They do at the 5. Demetrius McFadden and Zach James get to Dantzler at the 5-yard line. He almost took it in, though, and it's first down and goal now for Dixie State. That's a big gainer of 52 yards.
Yeah, at 1 minute you see Mac McFadden covering him, and then the next Dantzler just uses some speed and pulls away, and what a throw. I mean, just dropped it where Dantzler was, right in between the cornerback and the safety, James.
He's a big play guy, Sam. He averages 17 yards a catch. They like to get him way downfield. That time 51-52 for Dantzler. Man, him and Allison, they're tough. The Eagles are going to have their hands full. That secondary that's already shorthanded. Timeout call. They don't like what they see from the Eagle defense as Michael Sanders calls that timeout. 56 seconds to go in the quarter, and we'll take a quick break with them as well and come back with more Eagle football, leading by a score late in the first quarter.
The quarterback takes the snap. A touchdown is worth 6 points. That's football common sense. It's also common sense to satisfy your snack cravings at Common Sense in Shadron. Nachos and a fountain drink for under $5. And rock stars are 2 for $3.33. Common Sense on the corner of Highway 20 and Main in Shadron.
Let Mana Systems and Consulting take the confusion out of technology and help you get back on your feet. Everything is done online in today's world, so don't feel disconnected when your computer goes down. Mana does all the repairs for you, as well as offering new and refurbished laptop and desktop computers for sale. Mana also does low voltage cabling and network installation. Don't get left behind in this fast-paced digital world. Call Mana today or check out their website at manapc.com.
At H&R Block, we want you to focus on your business while we handle your books. From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax preparation and advice, we're ready to put our expertise to work on your small business. For the year-round services you need and the one-on-one attention you deserve, partner with H&R Block Business Services. Stop by our office at 245 Main Street, Chadron, or give us a call at 308-432-4432 to learn more. At participating offices, services do not include audit, attest, or other services for which a license is required.
You're enjoying today's CSC Football Classic on Double Q Country. Today's classic is Chadron State battling Dixie State from the 2018 season. Let's get back to the action. First National Bank of Chadron is proud to support CSC Athletics in the new Elliott Field in Don Beebe Stadium. Take the bank with you with their free mobile app. Check your account balances, transfer money, and deposit checks, all while cheering on the Eagles. First National Bank, a winning tradition since 1887, located in downtown Chadron and at fnb4me.com. 6-0, Dixie State still threatening here. First down and goal on the Chadron State 5-yard line. Pair of receivers to the right. The outside man comes in motion and cuts in front of the quarterback at the snap. He's looking. Flag goes down. Quarterback rolling. Wide open man. Caught pass. Left side. One tackle broken. Second tackle's in the end zone. Touchdown, Dixie State. Zach James gets to the receiver, but the penalty, I don't know that Colton Miller's touchdown is going to count here.
Yeah, I think we're going to get holding on the offense.
Personal foul. Face mask. Number 58. Offense.
That's a 15-yard personal foul face mask on the starting left tackle, Brandon Turner.
And I mean, that's an interesting call. They call it hands to the face usually, but that's the left tackle. Good catch by the referee. See, look, I think it was, Big Kyle Temple from Norfolk.
Could be a huge play.
The recipient of that penalty.
Could be a huge play in the game here. That makes it first down and goal from the 20. And Dixie will put Dantzler in motion. South side to north side. Trips now on the north. One running back with Sanders taking the snap clean. Backs up. Throws it from the 29. And deflected away off the hands of Yoshikawa. But Devon Johnson, I think, got fingertips on that as well. Certainly got the hand right in the face as he was swiping towards the ball. It's incomplete near the sideline.
Yeah, people don't realize how just the hands of those defensive backs as they're swiping and knifing right before the ball gets there, how that can take your eyes off the football. And I think that's what happened. Either he got his hand on it or what, but it went right through Yoshikawa's hands, bounced it off his chest for the drop.
Second down and goal again at the 20. Fake run right, handoff up the middle, and Forsella jumps on top of the ball carrier to the 16. That's a gain of 4. Brandon Hopkins, too, on the stop with Tyree Pryor as well.
Haven't really been able to establish a running game. If Dixie's been creating their drives and sustaining, if it's anything, it's by the hand, by the arm of number 15, Sanders.
Starks picking up 4 there. He'll remain in the backfield to the right. 3 receivers on the left. Eagle fans getting revved up with a new sound system here on this third down, looking for a stop, leading 6-0. Connor Porcella standing, looking to rush along with Wilson. A lot of pressure on the line of scrimmage defensively. They empty out the backfield, 5 wide receivers, and Sanders pointing and pointing, and we may have delay a game here. Nope, that's the end of the first quarter. It was getting close, and it's the end of the first quarter. So after 1, it is 6-0 Chadron State on the Platte Valley Bank CSC Sports Network. It's been a good one. Stay with us for quarter number 2 after this.
Hi, this is Paris Fisher. I hate sales. I don't want a good deal just on Easter or Christmas, or to have my business appreciated for 3 days a year, or to get your deal of the day. I want your best deal on everything, every day, every time. That's why at Paris Fisher Auto Sales, we don't have sales, just fair, honest prices on everything, every day, every time. So if you don't want pushed, pulled, or dragged around, but just want to be treated right, come in and see us. That's Paris Fisher Auto Sales, 130 Main Street in Chadron, where nobody works harder for you.
New job? Congratulations. It's exciting to move on to a new opportunity. As you pack your personal items, don't forget to take the money in your 401k with you too. Not sure how to start? Contact Farm Bureau agent Rhonda Passaggio today to help you decide what to do with your retirement funds. She can create a plan to help you meet your future goals. Call Farm Bureau agent Rhonda Passaggio Joe and Alliance today. It's your future. Let's protect it. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Far West Cuisine in Chadron is excited to say you can now get a brew with your meal. Get the best cuisine from around the world with an ice cold beer at Far West Cuisine, located on West 3rd Street in Chadron.
Is Western hospitality a thing of the past? A stay at the Westerner Motel will set you right. This family-owned and operated motel has great rooms and accommodations, along with old-fashioned Western hospitality. On your next trip, stay at Shadron's Westerner Motel. The Westerner Motel, proud of their Western hospitality.
In that opening quarter, the Eagles gained 138 yards, or excuse me, Dixie 138. Eagles gained 91. The only scoring of the game, a touchdown drive right down the field on the first possession by CSC. Third down and goal from the 16 to start the second quarter for the Trailblazers after a bad penalty pushed him back. Sanders has been the quarterback the entire way. That is surprising. Coaches thought they'd see all three. Maybe we'll see just one here today. Four receivers. Sanders on third down and goal. Has pretty good time. Now it's starting to break down, and he lofts it to the end zone. Nobody even close. The intended recipient, if you can call him that, was Yoshikawa. That throw to the end zone, he was around the three-yard line, and that one headed towards the back of the end zone.
Yeah, it looked like Calder Frisella got a hit right after he threw the ball. Finally, some pressure came in on Sanders just at the last minute. But they have been giving him a lot of time. He's been able to step up. And I'm wondering if that's why they're sticking with Sanders. They think that he's got the arm and he's going to take this offense where it needs to go.
33-yard field goal try by Jurgensen, who is a redshirt sophomore and not very good at field goals. 3 for 9. This one has the distance, and it is going to miss to the right. He misses it to the right, and the Trailblazers stay scoreless. Chadron State 6, Dixie State nothing on the West Coast scoreboard. Well, there you go, with a nice end to that drive for the Chadron State defense, Sam. 8 plays, 67 yards, no points.
Man, and that is just, there is nothing more deflating than having success and just having it all ripped away with that missed field goal. He came into the game 3 of 9 on the season, now 3 of 10. Just rips it out of your sails if you're an offense to see no fruit from all that work.
Chadron takes over, first down at the 20-yard line on their side of the field. Michelson and Fullerton are the wide receivers, with the inside slot receiver Dickerson. Running back is Stevin Brown. Dalton on the 15-yard line, ready for the shotgun snap. Fake Stevin, throw left, and behind Michelson, who started to turn back towards the sideline, incomplete, coming up to cover. That looked like Jalen Moore on that far side, and that is a big surprise, and it is Jalen Moore. He is a stud, was the RMAC Defensive Freshman of the Year. Now his junior season, played the first couple of games. He's been out, just 7 tackles. He is back today, and that's a huge get for that defense of Dixie State, having Jalen Moore back on the field.
Yeah, not even on the two deep, but now getting some playing time right now.
Tried to figure out what happened with Jalen. It was kind of hard to uncover some of that injury stuff. We presume that's what it was. Statue of Liberty. It opens up in the middle of the field. Stevin Brown breaking away. 40, 45, 50, breaks a tackle. 45, 40. Stevin Brown down the field to the 31-yard line. Jalen Moore got him at the 31. Big hitter, Statue of Liberty. Stevin Brown deep into Dixie territory.
And it's a real Statue of Liberty. They faked me out. I thought it was a tunnel screen to the right. Dalton with a great fake, give the ball to Stevin, and up the gut, right up the middle with a great juke on, I think it was Abraham Reinhardt, right away. And then he got Jones again, Mike Jones, number 9. 2 huge jukes to add 15, 20 yards to that run. What a pop.
Stevin Brown, 65 yards rushing here today with that big 50-yarder. And 3 receivers now to the right side. First down and 10, Chadron fake to Stevin. Dalton wanted to throw. Here comes DeMartini. Gets away from the pass rush. Runs upfield. Dives forward for about 6. And Dalton Holst has become such a better escape artist from that pocket. Last year he would have been sacked for a 5-yard loss. Today it's a 3-yard gain.
Yeah, you don't have to be fast, Dalton, but you got to be quick. And you got to be able to react. When a big defensive lineman is in your face, you got to have quick reaction time. Just like greats, quarterback greats like John McClain, maybe not the fastest guy, but he was quick. He could step aside, and DeMartini was right in his face. Quick step to the right, reach forward, make it not a sack.
Second down and 8. Holst looking left. Winds back, throws it. First down catch, Colt Thurnis. Cuts between defenders and is inside the 15. Finally stopped by Tui Fua at the 14-yard line. That's a pickup of 14 for Cole Thurnis. First down, Chadron State. They are on the move, trying to go up by 2 scores.
Yeah, continuing to take advantage of these slot receivers. We've got matchups in our favor on this. Big switch-ups on the defense now. They're motioning or bringing in a lot of new D linemen.
Holst to fire on first down. Incomplete. Wanted Jackson Dickerson at the 11. And the coverage from the outside linebacker, Shiloh Pritchard.
If there's a guy that can cover our inside receivers, it's Shiloh Pritchard. He has got wheels, man. That guy can fly around, and he's a big body, too.
Their linebacking core as a group, 2, 3, 5, Pritchard, Reinhardt, Lillard, they are among the best in the conference. They're very skilled in coverage, in pass rush, in run stop, 6-0, and they're just good.
They have to be, yep.
Eagles trying to add to the 6-0 lead. It is second down and 10. Have some movement up front. Now the play is going to be blown dead. Flag on the play. Stephen Brown says it's on Dixie, and it looks like it's going to be encroachment on that defense.
It should be. Yeah, Jared Machachak, he jumped, but we caught. I think, was it Coca? No, I think it was
CLOE.
Kelly.
It was CLOE, 51, oh. CLOE, he said. Okay. It.
We caught him offsides. And so because Jared moves, he was in the neutral zone when Jared moved, so it's definitely on the defense.
Second down on the Dixie State 9. Dalton on the hash marks, steps left, throws complete at the 4, sandwiched is Cole Thurness. It'll be right at the first down marker at the 4-yard line. This might require a measurement, but he was sandwiched right away by those two Dixie defenders.
Pritchard was in on that again, the yep. linebacker. And Reinhardt, both of them.
Both linebackers got there.
They're going back to with the scheme of this defense, it's a pretty traditional. They've got 4 down defensive linemen. Therefore, these linebackers, they've got to be able to cover in space.
And a first down as well. They do give them the first down. 6-0. First down and goal at the Trailblazer 4. Holst throwing. Far sideline. Tavon! Touchdown! Fire the cannon! He's in!
What a throw. What a throw. There are lots of fighting, a lot of hand fighting going on. It was Jalen Moore in coverage again, but the back shoulder, good timing by Dalton to put the ball only where Tavon's going to be able to find it. Turns around in that far corner of the end zone. 6 more points on the board.
Wonderful throw. Excellent catch. Got the feet in there. 4th touchdown for Tavon Wright. Extra point sails through, and it is Shadron State 13, Dixie State nothing on the West Coast scoreboard. Timeout. Eagles kicking off with a 13-0 lead after this.
Now at Big Bets. Purchase a car wash at the pump or in the store to save. Save 10 cents per gallon with any purchase of a car wash. So it's smart to keep your vehicle full and looking great while saving only at Big Bats. Don't forget about Gas Happy Hour every Tuesday from 4 to 6. Save 5 cents on fuel and purchase a wash to save an additional 10 cents. You can't find that anywhere, but Big Bats in Shadron. Must pay inside by cash or check to receive the gas discount. Big Bats in Shadron.
Raising funds to help cancer patients. Circle of Light is having an online auction to raise funds to keep the program going strong. To bid, go to biddingowl.com and search Circle of Light. From there, you can look at all the items to bid on and make your bids. Make sure you check daily so you don't get outbid. Circle of Light is a nonprofit program, and all money raised goes back to helping cancer patients who live in Northwest Nebraska. Get bidding now. Quality Tire in Shadron is your full-service auto center. They sell tires for all sizes of cars and trucks. They also do oil changes, custom wheels, shocks, struts, brakes, alignments, suspensions, exhaust systems, and computer diagnostics. They can flush any fluids in your vehicle, including your radiator and transmission. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and online at QualityTireShadron.com. Quality Tire in Shadron, your next stop for full auto service.
Let's go back inside the CSC broadcast booth built by Shadron Lumber Company for more Eagle football on Double Q Country.
13-0 as the extra point is good, and it was Will Morgan, who's now the backup kicker, snuck in on me. He kicked that extra point, not Carson Reed. Carson will kick off. Morgan had just one kickoff this entire season. He got in there, got an extra point. Good to see for Will. Fun guy to talk to on the team. Great personality, and he's getting some action here today. 13-0. Crowd revved up. Eagles revved up as a kickoff goes right to left, and Watson will handle it at the 6. Turns inside. Hands it off. Wooden. Oh, baby, he is crushed. Wooden goes down at the knees. They might have to check and see if there's anything left below those knees. What a tackle.
Man, he got helicoptered. That was Cole Furness again. We call his name all the time on special teams. They try to reverse again. nothing doing, man. No, they read that just like the previous play. Catch them inside the 20. That's a huge win for special teams.
Shadron's full-service glass shop is Shadron Glass and Windows. See Judd downtown at 139 Main Street and learn more about how to make your home or business more energy efficient. Shadron Glass and Windows says go Eagles. 12:41 to go. Three wide receivers and a single wing. They'll run it to the near side. Luongo cuts inside, try to pick his way, gets to the 19 where Goss, Temple, Johnson, and
55, that's Jordan Watt.
I was going to say Jordan Watt for the first time. The sophomore, 55, Jordan Watt out of Maricopa, Arizona, makes the tackle.
Yeah,
he was in on that group.
Yeah, tried a little run to the left. It was an off-tackle run, and nothing doing. They stretched it out far enough. Luongo wasn't able to find much of a seam.
12-12 to go. Pass near side, hit the big tight end, and Hobbs will get it out to the 25, shy of the first down. Brendan Bramer and Devon Johnson. How about redshirt freshman, true freshman there in the secondary to make that stop?
Yeah, talk about big tight end. 6'3", 240.
Huge.
He's a young guy, but doesn't have the wheels yet. More of a blocking tight end. Should have got a lot more yards, but that time I think it was Casey Allison whiffed on a block that time, setting up the third and short when he could have got first.
Third down and three. For the Eagle defense. Watt standing just outside the line. Now going to stand and rush. Sanders over the middle. Hits Hobbs. First down. And Bramer stops him at the 38. That's a gain of a dozen. First down. And he just settled right down the middle of the field inside. And it was a nice throw by Sanders.
It was. Just on a rope. I mean, with a guy that has an arm like that, the defenders don't have time to cover as much. And so if you can sit in the zone, you can count on Sanders to be able to get to the ball to you quickly.
13-0 on the West Coast scoreboard. Shadron State leads. Three wide on the left. Sanders turns to hand it off to Luongo. Good space up the middle. Watt jumps on him. And now his teammates with Temple and James help out. But Jordan Watt, first playing action for him, makes the tackle. 7-yard run, though. It's second down and short.
Big body in Jordan Watt. That's the biggest run we've seen by Luongo today. Been bottling him up so far, but that time pick up a 7.
10:50 to play in the quarter. Three left, single wide. Ball on the beak of the Eagle logo near midfield. Sanders looking left the entire time. Sideline ball. Caught Xavier Smith, crosses a 50 and walks out of bounds in front of Demetrius McFadden. First down catch, and it's good to see Xavier Smith return after getting injured in the first quarter. He is back, one of their starting wide receivers.
Yeah, Xavier Smith with just a quick route. Had two receivers outside helping him block. Got the first down picked up, stepped out of bounds to keep this drive going.
10:28 to go. And they change the formation a bit. Couple wide to the right. Luongo's not going to take the carry. They get Hobbs out in the flat. He runs past Watt and ducks his head at the 25 and tumbles into Keenan Johnson, who got the hit. But Hobbs scampering down the sideline with a big play for another first down.
Yeah, and just a mismatch that they found. That's a defensive end guarding a tight end. And Watt went for the ball, missed the ball. Hobbs caught it on the far sideline and then just had some green to work with after Watt missed him. But another pickup for first.
Tempo picked up here by Dixie again. Three rushers, standing rush in far side. They run against that, and Starks cuts. Now to the left, 31-yard line. He gains 4. Keenan Johnson and Lewis with the stop.
Yeah, Starks really didn't have anywhere to go. Tried to run, and a lot of this is misdirection-type plays between Sanders and Starks, but tried to run to the left, and there was just a wall of his own linemen not really getting much of a push, so he kind of stopped in the middle, tried to find a cutback, and did find enough for 3.
Starks will be back, and to the left a yard of Sanders. They run it to him, right side, not much blocking out there. The guard and tackle get out and get a couple of them and actually free up a little bit of space. Zach James trips him up. That started with him going to the right side, Sam. There was really nobody out there, no tight ends or receivers to block, but a good job by his two big fellas up front. They pushed some Eagles out of the way and got him enough space to pick up a first down.
Yeah, it's a really interesting play. They bring a wide receiver in motion from the play side of the run. They could give it to the wide receiver in a sweep, or, as Sanders did that time, he reached around, and it was a stretch to the opposite side.
Fake a run up the middle and a throw wide and incomplete to the far sideline. Looking for Dantzler on that far side. 13-0 Shadron State, 9 minutes to go in the first half.
Now credit Lewis Smith for getting in Sanders' face, forcing that early throw. Didn't, you know, he had to get it out of his hands early, and Dantzler had no time to get to that ball.
Starks will line up to the right of Sanders. Hobbs in motion, stops on the left side of the line. Second and 10 on Shadron State's 23. They change the play, look over at the sideline, and now they're going to change the play and audible to something else. Run fake. Sanders looking left, man open. Allison catches it at the 6, and McFadden pushes him out of bounds at the 5. First down and goal on the catch of 18 yards.
This drive has just been continually pounding and pounding and pounding at us, chipping away. Quick passes. They've been getting some effectiveness with the running game, which I would say is probably helping them in this drive, trying to find that balance. Just moving it down now down to the 3, I think 4-yard line, they're saying.
Yeah, they'll say officially the 4 where the shove-out went. Luongo on first and goal, going to get a try up the middle, and he is right into the pile. He just runs right into the back of his offensive line, and they blow the play dead.
Something we haven't really seen Luongo get much, and that time I don't know if they really gave him anything from where the sideline judges are coming in. They're going to pull Luongo out of the game. Looks like his helmet came off, so
yeah.
Starks is going to come back in.
It popped off late, and Starks not a bad back at all, but Luongo is much more, I think, shifty.
Definitely the workhorse, and yeah. Seeing the yards that he's been able to produce compared to Starks, he definitely gets the bulk of the carries.
They're also going to bring Wooden in and put Dantzler on the sideline. Wooden 5'8", Dantzler listed 5'10", but he looks taller than that. You'd think you'd want Dantzler on that far side maybe for a fade, but they've got Allison here to the near. Second down and goal on the Shadron State 4. Dixie trying to score its first touchdown of the game. Wooden in motion. He cuts back against it. Gets grabbed in the backfield. Kyle Temple, and now Zach James is going to finish the tackle. They blew that up for a loss. Trying to bring Wooden in front, Sam, and then bring him back on a wide receiver handoff. Another strange fun kind of play
yeah.
They do. They put a bunch of plays out there that you're not going to see normally, but it didn't do anything. It's third and goal from the 9, a loss of 5.
Yeah, huge. And credit to our defense for staying home time and time again in this game. We've seen our defense be able to stay home with these reverses that they've been getting. We've seen it on special teams. Our defense is playing very disciplined today.
Third down and goal at the 9-yard line. Eagles lead by 13, trying to keep it that way. Dixie's already missed a field goal here in the first half. Four wide, everybody moving before the snap. It'll be third and 14 after the penalty. Boy, everybody got started but the center pretty much on that one.
Yeah. And if it's the center's fault, man, that's the most embarrassing thing.
They're going to put it on Tuluatu, the left guard.
He was one of many, as you said. The left tackle moved. Everybody, like you said, but the center.
Wide receivers were going places. So now third and goal from the 14. Two wide high, two near. Sanders with the good arm standing at the 19 to receive the shotgun snap. Starks in to protect. Sanders, end zone pass. It's way overthrown. Incomplete. Shadron State defense forces another field goal try as the Blazers bring back out Jurgensen.
Man, what a stop by this defense. We're held by some penalties, and then the huge stay-home play on the reverse by Temple. But continually this defense bending at times, not breaking, and forcing a field goal attempt.
31-yard try for Jurgensen. He is 3 for 10, including today's miss. This would put Dixie on the board. Snap. Hold a little wobbly. This kick is got the distance, and it again is no good. It is wide to the right for a second time. The holder got the football down, but it kind of wobbled as he was placing it on the grass. Don't know if it was enough to mess up the kick, but Jurgensen's 0 for 2. Shadron State still pitching a shutout.
Man, and you just know he's feeling terrible on the inside, wanting to produce some points for his team. I'll go back to it again. It just takes the wind out of your sails. You go through all that work, and you can't even get a field goal in what should have been a chip shot, only about a 30, would have been about a 37-yarder.
Kevin Coysam is back in there at running back. Steven got the start. Kevin's second drive. 13-0, 6:52 to go in the second quarter. In motion, Baylor Hayes, near side to far. He turns around, sprints back to the other side, and they'll do a pitch to Kevin Coy on that side, and nobody blocking out there. And it's a gang tackle at about the 17. Man, everybody there for Dixie State. Shiloh Pritchard helping lead that charge along with Moiai.
Yeah, they're all over that one. We didn't get an edge. We didn't get an edge. We ran a toss, but there was no blocking on the edge. Three Dixie guys hitting Kevin in the backfield, just stood him up, and the officials called the play dead early.
Loss of 1 second down and 11, now back to the 19-yard line for the Eagles. Hulse at the chest of football, throws it, and it's dropped again. Jackson Dickerson has two drops today.
I think Lilliard, that outside linebacker number five, got a hand on it, maybe tipped it a little bit, which messed up the rotation of the ball, causing
right.
Jackson not to be able to bring it in.
I just caught a glimpse of the replay, and that one's not going to really be on Jackson as Lilliard got his hand on it. It fluttered the ball so slightly and threw it off. Incomplete, 13-0. Dalton's throwing near sideline, almost intercepted, tipped, and it's caught by Cole Thurness. Is it inbounds? It is! A tip pass caught by Cole Thurness on third down at 11, and that is going to be good for a first down, but the officials are going to conference and talk about the feet. Let's look at the replay. Thurness goes up for it, catches it. Oh, yeah, he had a foot in. He tried to get the second in. That looked good to me on the replay.
Yeah, that was a good body control by Thurness and the ability to see the ball popped up, bring it in. Could have been picked twice by the defenders there. This is not good. We got left guard Austin Rapp coming off the field, hobbling, holding on to that right arm.
In lost in all that discussion about the pass, I didn't even see a flag thrown out on the field, but there was one. Illegal substitution, Dixie. Shadron declines it. The pass is ruled a catch. And so with that new offensive line as well, Sam McKinley playing for Adam Fusilier, who is out for the game. Now Austin Rapp is out, and Jake Norris is at left guard. So both starting guards are out of the game right now. 13-0, under six to go here in the second quarter, and a big third down pickup by Cole Thurness. So a first down for Shadron. Dickerson goes in motion. Dalton wants to throw on first down. Here's the pressure, and the 29th sack of the year is from DeMartini. Dixie State finally gets to Dalton Hulse. They are the all-time sack leaders this team is in Dixie State history, with four games to play, including today, and finally they break through and get Dalton.
Man, isn't that amazing? DeMartini got the sack, but it was Remington Kelly that forced Dalton to step up. The defensive end, number 92, forced Dalton to step up right into the arms of DeMartini for a sack. And that's what we're going to struggle with. We got two new guys in the offensive line. How are they going to produce?
6 yard loss, four wide, Hulse to fire, underneath pass, caught by Dickerson, scats by the first defender, and now pushed out of bounds. And a late flag comes in as Jalen Moore clapping. This one might be on Shadron State.
Yeah, I think they're going to try and say Coy blocked in the back on Jalen Moore. Coach Long, I didn't see a block there. I definitely, it's either Coy or Thurness. They're discussing it right now.
Thurness is pointing something out. Jalen Moore's pointing something. They're both pointing out things. Might be jawing at each other a little bit. That's Brandon Fullerton who turns around and says, who, me?
Yeah, I think it was actually Thurness that... It could have been Fullerton. Fullerton or Thurness, they were in the way of Moore. I didn't see him put hands on him, but the official saw something, called block in the back. They definitely were. They were faced toward the back of Moore.
So the play will stand, and after the play, it's a third down and 9 now for the Eagles. Clock running, 4:57 to go. In quarter number 2, Shadron State leads 13-0 on the West Coast scoreboard. Safety's going to backpedal out. Dalton's snap goes to his shoulder. Flag comes down. Gets away from the rush on the near side. Throws it away from pressure and escapes. Just had to get it out of there as a pressure from Moiai.
I think we might catch Kelly offsides again. He jumped. It was a late flag on the near sideline. But Kelly definitely jumped into the neutral zone during the snap. And I think they caught him.
You're exactly right. Remington Kelly offsides, third down and 4.
Kelly just killing himself. He's really frustrated about that. I mean, definitely one of the best defensive ends in the RMAC.
Been a
mental
starter.
Error there.
Yeah, since his sophomore year, preseason all RMAC guy. His dad played at Weber State. And is, like you said, one of the best defensive ends in the conference, but makes a big mistake there. So third down and 4 for Shadron makes it much more easy to pick up. But again, a tough defense they faced today with the Blazers. as Holst will fire on third down. Caught Thurness, first down. He breaks away from a tackle. A second, he's still on his feet. He races to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Caught at the 3. Cole Thurness breaking tackles. Gets it inside the 5. A goal to go for Shadron State. What an effort by Cole Thurness.
I don't know if I've seen a run after catch like that by a receiver. And maybe with a turnover margin team like Dixie, they're plus 8 in turnovers. They love being ball hawks. They were trying to rip the ball out of Thurness, and bodies were colliding on bodies, and out popped Thurness for a huge run.
62-yard play for Shadron. 13-0, and smelling the goal line once again. They will load up in a heavy formation on the right side of the line. Play fake to Coy. Dalton under pressure. He's hit as he throws, and it will be incomplete. Picked up by Dixie. Now the official head linesman's lining up like that was a fumble, but his arm was going forward. Dixie State. Now we get the two fingers in the air from the referee, and Dixie begging for a fumble, but that head linesman was confused.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, Dalton.
There you go. Yeah, incomplete pass. He was clearly bringing the arm forward to throw that ball. Credit Dixie for trying to sell it.
Yeah.
But, the arm there, he's throwing it as he's being tackled from the backside. Incomplete. That's the correct call. No replay rules or officials. You can't replay a call in Division II here. So it's good that they got that right. Replay would have confirmed it should have been Shadron State's ball. Dalton for a second down now and goal. Dickerson, arm spread. Looks like some confusion for the offense. And Jay Long is not happy about something. Timeout, Shadron State. All right, we'll take a timeout, too, and come right back on Double Q Country.
Are you ready to accelerate your kiddo's savings? With Shadron Federal Credit Union Smart Start Savers Program, your kids' cash can earn up to 5.25% on the first $500 deposited. Help your kids join either the Kids Club or Teens Club, and as they age, we offer a Teens Club checking account that will bear interest. Get your children started off right and teach them about tracking their finances. Only at Shadron Federal Credit Union, where members mean more than money.
Jason is a big fan of Runza's Spicy Jack Burger.
With jalapenos.
Why are you saying jalapenos like that?
I pronounce it like it is, fast and spicy. Jalapeno.
Well, it also has pepper jack cheese, bacon, and ranch.
Not just ranch.
Oh, come on.
Jalapeno ranch. So spicy.
Stop into Runza today and try the Spicy Jack Burger. Because from the way we make it to the way it makes you feel, Runza makes it all better.
Compact Rhythms, a free exhibition from the Shelton Museum of Art at UNL, sponsored by the Shadron State College Galaxy Series, is open to the public in Memorial Hall. The abstract exhibit will be in the main gallery September 2nd through the 29th. Gallery hours are 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Face coverings and social distancing are required. For details about the Shelton statewide art exhibit at CSC, email sjohns@csc.edu or call conferencing at 308-432-6380.
Is Western hospitality a thing of the past? A stay at the Westerner Motel will set you right. This family-owned and operated motel has great rooms and accommodations, along with old-fashioned Western hospitality. On your next trip, stay at Shadron's Westerner Motel. The Westerner Motel, proud of their Western hospitality.
Sam, you think there was maybe a substitution thing going on that was the reason CSC was a little upset before that timeout?
Yeah, the offense has the advantage in a football game. If they choose not to substitute, Dixie, if they want to sub, it's all on our dime. Yeah, we can snap the ball while they're subbing guys in and out, but the referees held the play up and allowed Dixie to sub when we hadn't subbed, and that's why the coaches were so fired up on the sideline. Definitely a mistake by the officials.
Second down and goal for Shadron at the 6-yard line, leading 13-0 after the big play by Cole Thurness. They're set up for another score. Holst looking end zone and overthrows Fullerton. He went to the back corner of the end zone. Thurness and Brandon both kind of near the goal line. And another flag goes down. They get Sam McKinley with a holding call, and that's a 10-yard penalty. It'll stay second down and goal, but get backed up to the 16.
Yeah, just something that he's going to have to learn. Young guy and Sam McKinley, as he gains experience, keep those hands inside. Kind of weird as the ball was thrown, like you said, David, well overthrown Fullerton. I saw Thurness on the ground on the sideline too, or on the goal line. Wonder if it was supposed to be a corner to Thurness, and he lost his balance, fell down, something like that.
Second down and goal on the 16 as Vargas in motion. Dalton design rollout a bit. Now comes DeMarini, and coming up to make the sack is Abraham Reinhardt. They get to him at the 20.
Yeah, that's the risk you run. We're trying to protect Dalton. We're struggling a little bit. These outside edges and the young guards struggling to get a good pocket created for Dalton. So we bring in Vargas to help block. But what does that mean? Then you lose a receiver. So we only had three receivers running routes, and nobody was wide open. So Dalton tried to make something of it, got nothing.
Yarbrough in defensive on the right. Three down linemen really spread out wide. Two outside the offensive line. Now a linebacker creeping, but he'll step back. A lot of defensive backs in secondary. Dalton to throw in the flat. Coy open, 20, 15. Kevin Coy makes a move down to the 10, down to the 9. Kevin Coy gets it to the 9. Jalen Moore got the tackle. That's an 11-yard gain, but it was a goal to go. So now it's fourth down and goal from the 9, and we'll see Will Morgan come out and kick a field goal. So it looks like Carson Reed's been replaced by Will Morgan as the field goal kicker in today's game. Carson was 5 of 8, but Will Morgan gets his first field goal attempt of the season, and it will come from 25 yards. Snap a little low. Jerzold puts it down, though, and Morgan boots it up and boots it through. He made the first one last year at St. George. He makes his first try today. Shadron State 16, Dixie State nothing on the West Coast scoreboard. This is Eagle Football, presented by the CSE Sports Network, Platte Valley Bank.
Are your workouts more fun than this? Well, if they are, then I want to sign you to an endorsement deal with Michelob Ultra. I'm looking for anyone and everyone who makes working out a blast. If that's you, head to TeamUltra.com for a chance to score awesome perks like Team Ultra gear and more. That's TeamUltra.com to enter.
No purchase necessary. Open U.S. residents 21 plus. See official rules at TeamUltra.com. Message and data rates may apply. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wow, this is exciting. Really exciting. If you're listening to this, know that with a Culligan water system, you could be giving your family cleaner, softer, tastier water that means better, more delicious water flowing through your home into your pets' water bowls, your food, and your people. Culligan drinking water systems purify water of impurities and can remove nitrates, arsenic, manganese, plus many more. Call Culligan Water or stop by to see how they can help you.
You make the right choices every day. Shouldn't you get credit for it? We think so. Contact Farm Bureau agent Rhonda Bisaggio to learn more about Driveology and see how your safe driving skills could help you save up to 30% on your auto insurance premium. Contact Farm Bureau agent Rhonda Bisaggio at Alliance to learn more today. Savings based on driving behavior. Your savings may vary. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FEL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Kick off your weekend at Friday's 120. Get great food and a cold one in their newly renovated bar. Friday's 120, downtown Chadron.
The Eagles would build the lead to 16-0 with another strong drive. 10 plays, 71 yards, and just over 4 minutes off the second quarter clock. That's our Pizza Hut of Chadron drive summary. Wings and football are a perfect combination. Even better when wings are buy one, get one free. Pizza Hut in Chadron's offering this deal today. Buy one, get one on wings, any flavor and no limit. Call the Chadron Pizza Hut to order yours today. Will Morgan makes his first field goal of the season, and Carson Reed will kick it away. 2:49 to go with a 16-0 lead. Two missed field goals by Dixie. Kevin Coy, a touchdown run for the Eagles. And we are getting close to halftime. Things looking good for CSC, but certainly far from over here on this crisp, beautiful Saturday in the low 60s in Chadron, Nebraska, as he kick off end over end. Grabbed at the 1. Wooden will run it. 10. Outside the hash marks, up the hash marks now to the 30. Spin move, runs into his own guy, heads to the sideline at the 33. A run back of 32 yards by Wooden. And if he didn't run into his own guy there, he might have had a lot more.
Yeah, looked like Buster Wilson and Carson Reed in on forcing Wooden out. But they finally went away from that silly reverse. I mean, we've been reading it every single time. Just got the ball to Wooden, ran up, and showed how dynamic of a returner he is.
16-0 Chadron, 2:41 to go here in the first half. Feels like it's been a really fast first half. We've only been playing football for an hour and 8 minutes, and four receivers are out there on the field. for Sanders, who's been at quarterback the entire day. Two linebackers, three rushers down on the line of scrimmage. Luongo off tackle right, cuts inside. Johnson's got him, and now Wilson spins him down.
Yeah, they try that. It's kind of a stretch play to the left, and they just can't get a hole for him. So he's running behind those big linemen trying to find a seam, tries to cut back. Wilson and Johnson waiting for him.
Second down and eight on the 35-yard line. Running back to the left and a yard in front of Sanders, reaches out. And backpedaling, looking to throw. Big pressure in the middle. He's hit as he throws, delivers a pass, and it is caught, and it's a first down. That is Miller, and boy, Calder Forsella drilled the quarterback as he was throwing that ball, but he got the first down pass.
Yeah, one of the few times today we've really gotten pressure on the quarterback, something we need to do. We got to get in the face of that quarterback, force him to throw early. He will make mistakes.
They are really going fast now here, under 2 minutes to go, trying to score before halftime. Miller cutting across the middle, got it right on the midfield stripe, jumps over the tackler, cuts inside, and down at the 44-yard line. Nice play on first down to pick up eight.
Miller just getting his number called a lot. He's a backup on the 2D, but has been thrown to twice now, picking up eight, keeping this drive alive.
He played quarterback at JUCO and threw 28 touchdowns. He's out there catching passes now, and this time they go to the far sideline, and it's brought in by a new receiver, Giovanni Sanders.
Guy isn't even barely on the roster. I haven't seen a lot of stats on Sanders, but ran a good route. It was a kind of a comeback route on the far sideline. And, again, well thrown by the quarterback.
Timeout, and we'll be right back. Minute and a half to go in the first half. 16-0 CSC.
Let me ask you a question. What do you see when you look at your car? Do you just see taillights or your dog's tail wagging when you first brought him home? Do you see four tires or two tired kids in the back seat after their first day of school? Other insurance companies just see a car, but a State Farm agent sees what your car really means to you. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
See State Farm agent Randy Bauer in Shadron today.
When you walk through your home, do you think, I wish my home looked as good as the ones on TV? Well, to answer your question, it can. Morford's Decorating Center has many styles of flooring to fit your style and taste. Let them help you pick a color scheme and match it with the perfect Benjamin Moore paint and window coverings. They'll help you get that modern home feel and make it look as good as the ones on TV. Head out to Morford's Decorating Center to modernize your home. 1250 West 6th Street in Shatteron.
Foxview General Hospital continues our mission to lead and innovate in healthcare delivery and community wellness. But this isn't just a hospital. This is home to exceptional patient care. This is the greatest place to work, receive care, and practice medicine. This is innovation in action. This is community wellness. This is where specialty clinics fit your needs. This is where a friendly smile, a warm hand, and an empathetic ear exist to care for you. We are Foxview General Hospital. This is us. Great things are happening here since 1976.
You're enjoying today's CSC Football Classic on Double Q Country. Today's classic is Shadron State battling Dixie State from the 2018 season. Let's get back to the action.
Let's go back inside the CSC broadcast booth built by Shadron Lumber Company for more Eagle football on Double Q Country.
Just a lovely day here in Shadron today. 16-0 CSC leading Dixie State. Coming up at halftime, we'll check on the Security First Bank RMAC scoreboard. Look around the Division I schedule as well. Some big games going on in college football. Kicking off in about 19 minutes, the Huskers and Minnesota. Nebraska trying to get their first win. Michigan State, good matchup today. Saw that pregame stuff, Michigan guy kind of scraping up that Michigan State logo. And, I mean, those two teams just hate each other. And that's what makes a good rivalry, teams that just really want to beat the other so much. And that's going to be a good game today as well. 16-0. Here's the pass play from Sanders over the middle. It's tipped and almost picked by Tyree Fryer. Incomplete as Tyree jumped that route and had that one hit his hands.
Yeah, if our defensive line is going to be able to get pressure on Sanders, our defensive backs need to step up, and Fryer did that time.
Really?
Sanders was on the interior seam, kind of had position, but Fryer just able to close quick enough to break that pass up.
Really great and inspiring story written by legendary historian Con Marshall this week about Tyree's road to Shadron State, his past, having been shot at one point, surviving that, and now playing football, make a big place for us. Tyree, we are really glad to have him in that secondary. Underneath pass to C.J. Luongo. The 20 will spin down to the 18. This is going to be to the 17, and that's a first down. First down of 11 yards there to Luongo, and it's a first down for Dixie at a minute 17. They're going to continue to move this football down the field and try and score, trailing 16-0. Luongo to the left of Sanders, trips left, single wide right. Sanders looking, over the middle. Luongo, same play, 10, 8, cut down at the 6. Diving in, Lewis, cut him down.
Yeah, Luongo just both plays almost identical. He's lined up next to number 15, the quarterback, and just kind of a release valve. Waits for a second, trickles out right into the middle of the field. Sanders finding him both times.
First down and goal for Dixie. Ball just outside the 5. Sanders to throw again. Looking to the corner of the end zone. Now lofts it well out of the back of the end zone. As the pressure came in, he got knocked down. Wilson and Hopkins were in the backfield.
Tell you what, you got to get pressure on Sanders if we're going to be successful today. We talked about the 3-quarterback system. They've thrown it out the window, and they're sticking with Sanders. And with him, he relies on his arm. Got to get pressure in order to be able to force those types of throws. Definitely force the high throw by Wilson's early hit.
Travis Wilson, yeah, the guy who got there and was hitting him, knocking him down as he threw the ball. Second down and goal. Late delay handoff up the middle. Luongo grabbed and a touchdown saving tackle, but inside the 5. Tyler Lewis keeps him out of the end zone. They'll mark him down at the 3.
They're bringing in a huge package. I think Yoshikawa and it looks like Hobbs, the big tight end, both of them coming in.
Third down and goal at the 3. Eagle defense shuttling all over the place. Luongo, right side run, and they get him. They stop him. He is going down. Tyler Lewis again. He's the one who wrapped it up. Taven Bray was over there as well, and Keenan Johnson too, and Tyler Lewis had him wrapped up, put down a goal.
What do you do if you're Dixie, obviously taking the timeout here?
Want to change that. It was Keenan Johnson who had the wrap-up. I thought Tyler, but looking at the replay, Keenan was the one who wrapped him up 11 in that wash down there. Nice play by Johnson.
Man, if you're Dixie State, you've got a Jurgensen who's missed 2 field goals. I mean, this one's pretty much a PAT if they choose to allow him to kick it just on the right hash. But I almost wonder if they're going to go for it. I wonder if they don't have any faith in Jurgensen. They want to get 6 points on the board.
I'm scanning the sideline, Sam, to see. They've got everybody huddled up on that far side. I don't see Jurgensen standing on the sideline. He's probably in that huddle, but will they send him out? That's a great question. He's 0 for 2 today, 3 for 11 on the season. You know, you're down at your opponent's 3-yard line. You haven't scored yet in the game. You might want to put this one on your offense, and that would be huge momentum for you. If you score 10 seconds going into the half, you've potentially going to have a 1-possession game if they go for 2, considering the struggles by the kicker as well. So we'll see if the CSC defense can do it again.
Yeah, they're going for it.
Going for it on fourth down. Fourth down and goal at the Shadron State 3. Eagles trying to preserve a shutout. Luongo's the running back. 3 wide receivers bunched towards the right tackle. They move Luongo out of the backfield, and now Shadron State sees that, and they want to call a timeout and try to realign and diagnose what might be coming next from Dixie State. Do you think Dixie changes the play now, or do they go with the same play, figuring Shadron State's going to change into a defense that would not be ready for that?
Man, it's a chess match at this point. Dixie's probably going to see how we line up and then make a decision based on that. They're gonna wait and see us lined up. They might go back to that motion again, but then we probably will see Sanders possibly change the play, hold it up with the 25 seconds that he has on the play clock to, you know, try and put them in the best situation that possible. I know this is crazy, but they've got a really good running quarterback, 2 running quarterbacks in Smith and Darms. Would they bring them in?
That's a great point. We haven't seen either one of them yet, and that's surprising us. The coaches, I think, are probably stunned by that, too. That's a great point, Sam. Maybe they try to bring in one of those running quarterbacks and do something here on fourth down.
Doesn't look like they're going to. Sanders back in, number 15.
Yep, it is Sanders' game today, I think. 16-0 Shadron State. Will it stay that way? Fourth down and goal, Dixie, right before halftime. Starks now the running back as they've replaced Luongo with Starks. A little bit more size with Starks. goes in motion. Same motion they did before the timeout by Shadron. Empty backfield. Sanders on the hashes, looking end zone. Everything covered up. Here comes the pressure by Hopkins. He throws it away in the end zone. Incomplete. Shadron State defense holds again. Hopkins drilled the quarterback at the throw, and it's still scoreless on the Trailblazers side.
And Hopkins hit him, but Sanders had plenty of time. There really was good protection. Credit the defensive backfield for covering up everything. Sanders looked left. He looked right. Couldn't find anybody. Finally tried to throw it over the middle as Hopkins was hitting him. Man, talk about high risk, high reward. That's what Dixie went for. High risk, are we going to get any points at all? They went for it. They lost a huge momentum swing, another one for the Eagle defense, keeping zero on the board for Dixie.
Backed up at your own three, 4 seconds to go before the half. And I'm guessing that Shadron's just going to run the ball right up the middle, cover it up, and go to halftime up 16-0. Holst in the end zone. The snap is there. They hand it to Stevin. That's exactly what he does. He cradles the football ever so close and tight. That runs out the half. At halftime, it is Shadron State 16, Dixie State nothing on the West Coast scoreboard. We'll begin our Wahlstrom Ford halftime report here in just a moment. What a terrific first half of the Shadron State defense as they recover over 2 weeks from giving up 65 at Adams and a shutout in response thus far. Incredible job. 16-0 Eagles. We are at halftime. Coming up next, the Wahlstrom Ford Halftime Report.
We're the value store at Wahlstrom Ford.
It's a great time to buy a pre-owned vehicle from Wahlstrom Ford. Right now, we have a 2018 Ford Flex SEL all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, navigation, and just 40,000 miles priced at $24,500. Or test drive a 2019 Chrysler Pacifica with heated and cooled leather seats, navigation, and 29,000 miles priced at just $31,000. That's Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, East Highway 20 in Chatterton. See our inventory at WahlstromCars.com.
Compact Rhythms, a free exhibition from the Sheldon Museum of Art at UNL, sponsored by the Shadron State College Galaxy Series, is open to the public in Memorial Hall. The abstract exhibit will be in the main gallery September 2nd through the 29th. Gallery hours are 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Face coverings and social distancing are required. For details about the Sheldon Statewide Art Exhibit at CSC, email sjohns@csc.edu or call conferencing at 308-432-6380.
It's a great time to buy a pre-owned vehicle from Wahlstrom Ford. Right now, we have a 2018 Ford Flex SEL all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, navigation, and just 40,000 miles priced at $24,500. Or test drive a 2019 Chrysler Pacifica with heated and cooled leather seats, navigation, and 29,000 miles priced at just $31,000. That's Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, East Highway 20 in Chatterton. See our inventory at WahlstromCars.com.
You're listening to another Shadron State Football Classic on Double Q Country.
The Wahlstrom Ford Halftime Report is coming up right now here on Double Q. I'm Dave Collins. Sam Parker joining me here today. 16-0 Shadron State leads at halftime over Dixie State in this battle of number 3 and number 4 in the conference standings. Let's look at these statistics. Shadron State today with 243 yards of offense. The Trailblazers with 275, so they have outgained the Eagles. They have run 11 more plays than CSC. Dixie doing everything pretty much through the air, 246 yards, 29 rushing is all. Eagles 180 passing, 63 rushing. So really everything today, Sam, so far has been through the passing game.
Yeah, and I think it's showing similarly with how Dixie struggled last week against Western Colorado. With the great defensive schemes of Coach Auer, they shut down their running game, and we're doing pretty well against that and making them one-dimensional. They're able to move it between the 20s, but when it gets into the red zone, they can't run the football, and that is affecting them, preventing them from being able to get in the end zone.
Eagle defense has forced two missed field goals and a goal line, essentially a goal line stand down there, the three-yard line, goal to go, first and goal, and the Eagles force a turnover on downs. Good stuff for Shadron State there. 13-18, the time of possession for the Eagles. Dixie has had it for 16 minutes and 42 seconds. Shadron State and Dixie both just two third down conversions in the game. Dixie 0 for 2 on fourth down. Eagles 1 for 1 on fourth. Here's that big stat. Dixie 0 for 3 in the red zone. Eagles 3 for 3 in the red zone. They are getting the job done, finishing off the drives. Individual leader Stevin Brown, the starting running back today, 4 carries for 66 yards. He had a 50-yard run on a Statue of Liberty play in the first half. Elijah Miles, 2 carries for 3 yards. Coy, 5 carries for 2 yards. He had that short touchdown run, the only touchdown of the game for CSC. Dalton Hulse today, 12-17, throwing the ball for 144 yards, no interceptions, 1 touchdown. His long pass was a 57-yarder to Cole Thurness, and Cole did the majority of the work on that wonderful yard-after-catch effort. Dalton's been sacked 2 times today. That gives Dixie 30 as a team as they continue to add to their team season record. Thurness, the leading receiver, 6 for 103 yards. Dickerson, 2 for 13. Vargas, a 36-yard catch on a halfback pass to start the game. And on the Dixie side, their leading rusher, Lawrence Starks, just 21 yards on 5 carries. Luongo, 14 yards on 7 carries. He's the guy averaging 86 yards a game. He's got 5 touchdowns, but he has not done a thing today.
Yeah, it really struggled. And I think, as I said, that's really affecting this game. You look at the rushing on Saturn's side. Other than the big 50-yard run by Steven, we haven't consistently run the football, but we keep going to it, and we're finding little bits of success, which is huge. You can't be one-dimensional. You've got to make that defense think, are they going to run the football? Because if they shut it down and they force us to throw the ball all the time, who knows? I mean, it's going to really make our offense struggle.
Michael Sanders has been the only quarterback to play thus far for Dixie. He's 18 of 28, 246 yards, no interceptions. He has not been sacked by CSC officially. No touchdowns thrown by Michael Sanders. But Easton Smith and Trent Darms, 9 touchdowns between those two guys on the season. Neither one of them has played in this game. Darms has 503 yards passing as well. They both can run the ball a little bit better. It looks like it's going to be Sanders' game unless they make a change at halftime.
And I don't see why they would change, just based on what Sanders provides for them. I was really shocked, though. You look at the stats, and yeah, Darms and Smith, they're killing it in the stats. I mean, they play a lot more than Sanders all season. But I think overall for their offense, Coach Larson hinted at this, the multiple quarterbacks at times was really a detriment to them, especially last week. They were switching quarterbacks every other series. It doesn't allow your quarterback to get into a rhythm, and therefore I think coaches got wise on that side of the football. The offensive coordinator decided we're going to stick with one guy and do what we can. Even though they haven't put points on the board, they're definitely moving the football.
Continuing on the Dixie State individual stat line, Dewan Dantzler, 3 catches for 98 yards, had a big 51-yarder in the first half. Casey Allison, 3 for 32. Hobbs, 3 for 30. Luongo does have 2 catches for 21 yards out of the backfield. Defensively, Jalen Moore in his return, 5 tackles to lead Dixie State. Abraham Reinhardt's got 4 and a sack. Watson with 3 and Shiloh Pritchard with 3. So the best defensive players they've got stepping into those roles today and doing a relatively good job holding Shadron State's offense to 16 points and a half is pretty good, the way the Eagles can score. On our side, how about this? True freshman Devon Johnson, 6 tackles. Keenan Johnson, 6 tackles at linebacker. James has 3. Temple has 3. Devon Johnson being forced into extra action. DeAndre Barthwell, it looks like, has been knocked out of the game with a shoulder injury on a tackle he made on Dantzler in the first half. And Ali Musa left the team and quit the team over the bye week. So a couple of defensive backs not available. And so Devon Johnson's getting extra time. And he's leading the team in tackles, having another big game like he did down at Colorado Mesa.
Yeah, it could be good, could be bad. It could mean that the offense on the other side sees that Johnson is in with Barthwell out, and they're saying, oh, we're going to pick on this guy.
Right.
So he's getting the ball thrown at him a lot. But he has played well so far, being thrown into that situation. I mean, our defensive backfield is just all over the place with guys having to play positions that they don't usually play. And that's the way Coach Jurors coaches them up, though. With, you know, you never know who's going to go down. It's a next man up mentality. And so far, they've bent a little. They've given up quite a few yards, more yards than we've been able to produce on offense, but they haven't broken yet.
No turnovers yet in the game, no fumble recoveries, no interceptions. I've been close on a couple of those type of plays for both sides, but none have officially happened. There has been a turnover on downs on Shadron State's last defensive stand. It's been a really good football game like we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, good, clean, crisp. Both, you know, not a lot of errors. You know, the defense haven't forced turnovers, not a lot of penalties. Just a clean, crisp football game, definitely showing the defenses of both sides. The only, you know, production that the offenses have been able to make on CSC side and Dixie side are these big plays, you know, finding little cracks in the defense, and then they pounce on them. But overall, just a great game to watch.
Just 3 punts in the game. Dixie's Carlson with a 51-yarder. Kozlik for the Eagles has 2 at a 44.5-yard average, so they're having success. Eagles had that huge 301-yard return day in Alamosa when there were so many kickoffs in that game. Dickerson with one kick return for 9 yards and 1 7-yard punt return is all today. Two completely different Saturdays in terms of special teams activity for the return men. But that's a good thing because it means Dixie State has no points on the board. 16-0 Shadron State on your West Coast scoreboard. We are at halftime presented by Wahlstrom Ford. We're going to have more coming up here after this at the break. Eagles lead by 16.
Looking for a pre-owned car, truck, or SUV? Stop by Tommy's Car Lot in Shadron for a huge selection to fit any budget, any need, and any driving desire. Tommy's makes the buying process easy and fun with a financing process that's painless and fast so you can get in your ride quickly and stress-free. See their selection of vehicles online too, tommyscarlot.com, and come by the lot at East Shadron along Highway 20 for a convenient, respectful dealership experience. Tommy's Car Lot in Shadron, 432-3636.
The fall crop insurance deadline is September 30th. So if you talk to the Security First crop insurance experts now, you can focus on the other important fall issue, football. Keep your head in the game by remembering September 30th is the crop insurance deadline. Security First Insurance, a relationship you can count on. Insurance products are not a deposit, not FDIC insured, not insured by any federal government agency, and not guaranteed by the bank.
Karen's wearing a winter coat, and it's 85 degrees out.
It was 35 degrees this morning.
It's supposed to snow tomorrow.
I'm so confused. And also sweaty.
On the plus side, lovely day today.
I gotta pay attention to the forecast.
Forecast. At Runza, we can't predict Midwestern weather, but we can get you an ice cream cone, mini shake, or cookie for only a dollar. Because from the way we make it to the way it makes you feel, Runza makes it all better.
16-0 here at halftime, presented by Wahlstrom Ford. Let's take a look now at the Security First Bank RMAC scoreboard. The RMAC scoreboard brought to you by the official bank of Shadron State Athletics, Security First Bank, a relationship you can count on. Another halftime score today. Western Colorado in Durango leads Fort Lewis 27-6. So it looks like Jazz Baines may be on his way to his first victory with Western this year. Colorado Mines, ranked in the top 10 of the national poll, has Azusa Pacific. That's a Division II school out of California, visiting Golden today. And late in the first quarter, Colorado Mines leads 14-0 as they look to stay undefeated. Another game today, no score update yet from Las Vegas, New Mexico. Game that kicked off at 1 o'clock, New Mexico Highlands and South Dakota Mines. We'll bring you a score when we get that update. Adams State has jumped on top of CSU Pueblo early, 7-0 Grizzlies late in the first quarter. Miles Fishback, who caught two touchdowns against us a couple weeks ago, he threw one to Chad Hovas. So a wide receiver touchdown pass, evidently. Hovas, he's incredible, a great wide receiver. Caught that one, so 7-0 Adams State. They also started that game with an onside kick and recovered, Sam. So the Grizzlies, knowing they've got a tough team there, got to try and do whatever you can.
Yeah, against CSU Pueblo, you pull out all the stops. And a dynamic offense that Adams State has, able to put points on the board early. We'll see if they can hold on to that one.
Another score to pass as Mesa led 3-0 at Black Hills State, but the Yellow Jackets got an interception and now a touchdown. It is 7-0 7-3 Black Hills State leading Colorado Mesa a few hours north of us in Spearfish, that game in the first quarter. Another timeout, and then the third quarter on the way next. The teams have returned to the field. CSC and Dixie State, 16-0. Eagles lead the Trailblazers here at halftime. More Eagle football coming up, presented by the Shadron State Sports Network and Platte Valley Bank.
It's a great time to buy a pre-owned vehicle from Wahlstrom Ford. Right now we have a 2018 Ford Flex SEL all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, navigation, and just 40,000 miles priced at $24,500. Or test drive a 2019 Chrysler Pacifica with heated and cooled leather seats, navigation, and 29,000 miles priced at just $31,000. That's Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, East Highway 20 in Chadron. See our inventory at WahlstromCars.com.
Compact Rhythms, a free exhibition from the Sheldon Museum of Art at UNL, sponsored by the Shadron State College Galaxy Series, is open to the public in Memorial Hall. The abstract exhibit will be in the main gallery September 2nd through the 29th. gallery hours are 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Face coverings and social distancing are required. For details about the Sheldon Statewide Art Exhibit at CSC, email sjohns@csc.edu or call conferencing at 308-432-6380.
It's a great time to buy a pre-owned vehicle from Wahlstrom Ford. Right now we have a 2018 Ford Flex SEL all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, navigation, and just 40,000 miles, priced at $24,500. Or test drive a 2019 Chrysler Pacifica with heated and cooled leather seats, navigation, and 29,000 miles, priced at just $31,000. That's Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, East Highway 20 in Chatham. See our inventory at wahlstromcars.com.